When it comes to British stuff, are you influenced by British artists? I mean, we're in Manchester, but I won't tie you just to Manchester. There's some great artists that come out of this city, but from the UK and I suppose closer to home in Europe.
Well, I you know, contemporary artists from the UK that I've been really digging. I really love Bastille. You have always won. They're like a really incredible band, and you know, I have some friends from London that have a band called To Kill a King that I really, really dig. They opened for me last year, so they're great. And then, I mean, so much incredible music historically has come out of here. Obviously, I mean, I was a voracious consumer of all things Led Zeppelin as a kid. I love Clapton. You know, it was one of my, as a guitar player, one of my great influences as a kid, and led me to a lot of the things that I love. You know, like when I found out that he really loved Robert Johnson when I was a kid, I was like, well, who's this guy? You know, let me check this out. It's like, I think as a lot of kids do that are blues guitar players, you kind of find your way to the older guys through newer guys that, you know, you, like when I was a kid, Clapton had songs on the radio and I got influenced by his playing. And then I was like, well, who made him play like this? I'm always, you know, I've been a big kind of classic rock fan. You think about it, it's like the Jimi Hendrix Experience is Jimi and two English guys, and Jimi really starts over here. You know, it's, you know, he was, you know, he'd been playing, but he wasn't Jimi Hendrix until he came over here. So, you know, it's like 60s London kind of creates the thing that is Jimi Hendrix. It's not, you know, it's not just, it doesn't exist without 60s London, the Jimi Hendrix thing. So, yeah, there's a ton of stuff that has come out. I think the 1975 recently, those guys are rad. That's a really cool band. Ed Sheeran has kind of turned, you know, the music industry on its ear over here in the world, really, because at first people were like, you know, in the music industry, they were like, oh, I don't know about this. And he just like developed such a strong grassroots base to where people were like, I want to hear this, I believe in this guy. Sound, break it down, thinking of making a new sound, playing a different show every night in front of a new crowd. That's you now. Chow seems to laugh, is great now. See me lose focus as I sing to you loud. To the point where the industry had to take notice and be like, okay, this is a real thing. And I think that's really, really cool. So I find that especially awesome. So yes, lots of great music comes from here.
I remember when you came over here a few years ago and I spoke to a mate of mine and said, oh, should we go and see this guy, Ron Pope? And she said, I love, you know, the early few albums of yours. When you look back over that and you see those first few albums and you see what's happening now, the major Spotify streams you get in, the YouTube hits, the Facebook, the Twitter, everything you see, it's massive. How does it feel for you to look back at that journey of those first few albums to now?
It's pretty incredible. I know some people kind of look at their early stuff and they're like, oh, I wish I hadn't done this or I wish I hadn't done that. But I really look at the journey and say, you know, it would be impossible to be here if I hadn't taken this step and this step. You know, we kind of didn't just try to kick the ball from one end and put it in the goal, you know, kick it to this guy and kick it to this guy and pass it along and move along, and gradually you get there. It's a process. There are steps in it. She stumbled in through the exit. I'm proud of everything that we've done up to this point. I think, you know, I love all the records. I'm proud of the songs, and I wouldn't have released them if I didn't like them. You know, I like for Calling Off the Dogs, I wrote about 50 songs, and most of them were bad, and that's why there aren't 50 songs on the record. You kind of work your way through it and find the right things, and that's what comes out.
And do you find that, you know, with each album, there's a new tour, there's new cities to visit, there's new people to meet, there's lots of influences for what you might write about next. Do you find that?
Absolutely. I mean, I began writing the songs for Calling Off the Dogs in the summer of 2012. I had a month off the road. So I went to Georgia, and I was living in a house on a lake for a month because I was kind of homeless. Like, I had given up my apartment, and so I didn't have anywhere to go. So we just went there and rented a house on a lake. And so I'd sit at the piano every day, and I was taking piano lessons again for the first time in a long time. And yeah, so I was just kind of fiddling about with different things. And that was kind of where the very beginnings of the Calling Off the Dogs record, you know, happened. It started there. And then we came over here and did, you know, a bunch in the UK and, you know, like went around to Ireland and to the continent, did a bunch of stuff and, you know, all over Europe. And so, yeah, like, I think it would be, you'd have to be some sort of robot to not be affected in some way by traveling all over the world, meeting new people, playing all these shows. And if Lucy could kill, she would stop your heart. Not just-